You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. Naturopathy is a form of alternative medicine that advocates non-invasive treatment methods. For some people, what they eat can profoundly affect their well-being, and that can mean being very careful about what's in the food they consume. Naturopathic Dr. Ali Swabany recently visited with Ashley Thornburg about gluten intolerance.
Dr. Swabany, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Ashley.
One thing that gets tossed around a lot when we talk about diets is gluten. And people are in a camp that gluten is bad, always get rid of it. And other people are in the camp of gluten's fine. What's your problem? Where are you in this camp?
Yes, that's a great question. I would say I'm somewhere in the middle. I tend to think that for some people, gluten avoidance is a good idea long term. For some people, gluten avoidance short term is a good idea. For some people, it's not necessary at all.
Well, let me ask this. Is it gluten itself that's the problem, or is it the processing of gluten where something can become an issue?
So for some people who are, let's say, on the far end of the spectrum of intolerance to gluten,
like
have celiac disease, the problem for them is gluten itself, the actual protein in that grain. For other people, I think there is a major issue in the processing that we do in our country of gluten. That is everything from the growing and then the processing to make it into whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, when we're bleaching foods, for example.
Right, and taking out this and adding in this. And, you know, it's not a whole grain anymore and therefore not as nature intended it, not as our bodies were intended to process it. So that is an issue for some people. Mm-hmm. I do, on that note, have a number of patients who travel to other countries in Europe, for example, and don't have hard time digesting and processing gluten, where here in the United States they do.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the issue for some people.
Well, I've noticed that even with myself. I used to live in France and I've been back to Europe several times and I never have anything remotely similar to a gluten problem when I'm in Europe. But sometimes in the U.S. I get just kind of bloaty and maybe even a little headachy and I just don't feel good with some bread, some pasta.
Yes. And you know, we do have a tendency to process gluten in particular, but I guess many of our foods to the point of being close to not food anymore, close to not nourishing, nutrient-dense food anymore, but something else. And so to me, it makes sense that a lot of people have difficulty digesting that.
Well, and what are some of the signs if you are having difficulty?
So I think we need to kind of pull back and look at the picture, the big picture for a moment, which is, you know, it's really not just about gluten. It's about our ability to digest as a whole. And so some people who are having troubles digesting gluten might actually just have some digestive challenges that need to be remedied. Right. So they might have a lack of enzymes or hydrochloric acid, and that makes it difficult to break down not just gluten, but any food coming into the system. They might have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in their lower intestinal tract, and that makes it difficult to absorb the nutrients from their food. And so I do think gluten can get blamed for a lot of these issues because it is a bit more cumbersome to digest than some other foods. It gets the brunt of the burden of an unhealthy digestive
system.
It's
the stepchild.
Yes.
But back to the question, what are some of the possible symptoms? How might this be showing up if it is indeed gluten?
Yes.
Or any digestive concern, I guess.
Yeah. So some of the common symptoms I see are, you mentioned headache, digestive distress, whether that just be gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. It can go any direction digestively.
Good time.
Some people have more of the acid reflux type symptoms related to it. I have a number of patients who get extremely sleepy after consuming gluten, or even more of the mental emotional distress, like a more depression, anxiety piece if they're on it consistently. And then other common symptoms I see are achiness in general in the muscles and joints.
Okay. When you say depression in particular, or just any of the mental components, I really want to try to wrap my head around this. Are we talking almost omnipresent, or just like you have a slice of pizza you maybe shouldn't have because of gluten concerns and you just feel sad about it for like an hour? Or I assume there's a pretty wide range.
Yeah, that's a good differentiation to make. So for many people, that would be the case. I think of it for many people as you know, you might have something like a gluten hangover, right? Where for that day
pretty
and maybe
sure
the next, you might feel that things, you know, your mood has dipped. You're just not quite thinking as clearly. But then you think about the way the majority of our country consumes gluten, and that would be an everyday consumption, which would lead then to a more omnipresent symptom of depression, for example, or fatigue.
Okay.
So there is a place for healing up the gut, yes, but doing a trial off gluten for some people, or testing for gluten sensitivity in some people if we aren't finding other sources of their symptoms.
Okay. When we talk about weight gain, it's so easy to say, oh, man, I turned 30, and then just all of a sudden I couldn't eat a whole pan of cake anymore. And, you know, yeah, you're not supposed to do that, whatever. But, you know, as a teenager, you can eat whatever, and it almost never shows up in terms of weight loss, weight gain, very strong metabolisms. Can your metabolism to gluten change?
Absolutely. And that has to do with digestive functioning. So what I see happen a lot is over time due to – so we tend to blame it on age, right? I mean, just as a culture. But over time, due to poor eating habits and poor drinking habits, due to stress – medication use, those are the things that are coming to the top of my mind. I know there are other factors, but due to these factors, our digestive processing slows down and we become more susceptible to the effects of some of the foods that are more difficult to digest. So gluten being one of them, we might develop something called leaky gut syndrome, for example, which is something we deal with a lot in the naturopathic practice, where the actual junctions between the cells in our digestive tract become more leaky. So components of the food that we eat seep through into the bloodstream, seep through the lining of the large intestine into the bloodstream and become inflammatory in the body. So that can lead to symptoms like achiness, for example, in the joints. And that is not just because of the food itself, but also just because of that digestive processing being inadequate.
Are there things we can do to help increase that metabolic rate after it starts to drop, like a vitamin or changing the diet, or what would you suggest?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors involved. You know, we've talked about hormones some, you know, the thyroid hormone being part of it. So that's really important in metabolism. We've talked about toxins in previous segments, and that toxic load is important in improving metabolism. We also want to make sure we have the nutrients our body needs to make energy. That's what metabolism is, really, is taking what we eat, taking what comes in and turning it into energy. And how efficient are we at that?
Okay.
And so that metabolic process is about putting good things in and getting the bad stuff out.
Your advice in a previous interview for setting yourself up for a healthy diet is to shop from the perimeter of the grocery store, basically just avoid the middle of the store. You also recommend eating organic and natural foods. Is there anything that would be specific to gluten intolerance that you'd recommend for diet changes?
Yes. I test everybody for food intolerances, almost everybody, because to me it's important to know what foods is your body not processing well. Those things are going to affect the whole picture of your health. So for some people, when I test that, gluten comes up. For some people, it doesn't. Some people notice effects from gluten. If they notice effects from gluten, I say avoid it for now. Let's heal up your digestive tract. Let's give your body what it needs, whether it be enzymes, hydrochloric acid, whether it be nutrients. And once we've healed you up, you may have more of a tolerance for gluten. You might be able to eat it.
It's almost like a sports injury, like take a break.
Take a break. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. So there can be baguettes and croissants in a person's life again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, in moderation.
Oh, there's always that one. Dr. Swabney, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Main Street's Ashley Thornburg talking with Dr. Ali Swabney. Dr. Swabney is with Prairie Naturopathic Doctors in Moorhead. There are also naturopathic practitioners in Fargo and Bismarck.